Okay, yesterday we spoke about Mitzvos Lagavi Shabbos and Lagavi Sukkah. It's not our main sugya in the Masechta, so I'm not really going to spend any much more time on it. I just want to mention two nekudas. First of all, it appears that what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam is not emes l'halacha. It's emes in Kavanas Rambam. But on one of the cases we mentioned yesterday, in Shem Mem Hei Sif Tez Vav, which is the case of the four on the board, the top left one, where you have a wall of five, a bar of five, and more than three tefachim in between, in the Shulchan Aruch it says that that's possible. That's not considered a mechitza for the Shabbos. Reb Chaim says beferish that like the Rambam it would be, and therefore it appears that la halacha we do need, it's not enough to be, as we said, separated from the Rosh Hashanah. We do need some din mechitza. Now on the other hand, a tail on top of a tail is good, that everyone agrees. If you have a mound of earth, a mound of cinder blocks, and you're on top of it, it's good, even if it's in a situation where there's no good asik mechitzas on a tail, it's also good. So, taking Reb Chaim's two gedarim of what a mechitza is, we're stuck, because on the one hand, in the case of tail, the fact that it's separated from Shisarabim is good enough. And on the other hand, in that case, of all the five and a bar of five is not good enough. So it seems that there's some hagdara of mechitza which is not exactly what Reb Chaim calls like the iron, that you need a real wall, and not exactly the separation from Rosh Hashanah. Some other hagdara, some other level of what a mechitza is, which I would love to spend more time on. Someday we'll be zechut on Masechta Shabbos and go into Hilchos Mechitza better. We'll be able to get a klar. But Reb Chaim's yisoid is well known, I think, in the yeshiva belt, especially when they learn Masechta Sukkah. Reb Chaim's yisoid that there's a sukkah l'gavi sukkah, which is the iron, which is a wall like you have in a house. There's a sukkah l'gavi Shabbos, which is some type of separation from Shusar Abin. That hagdara, the basic idea, is well known. But the way Reb Chaim says it is not what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Reb Chaim doesn't intend to say it in the Shulchan Aruch. He only intends to say it in the Rambam. And the Hagdara Ladina still needs a little bit of working on. If you want to remember the two, the way I remember it always, the Gemara in Sukkah has two limudim. How you know Mechitza is 10? So first the Gemara says that the Aron was 10 high, the Aron was 9, and the Kaparis is 1. The Shekhinah was on top of the Aron, so we see the Shekhinah is Lamaila, and underneath is 10. So Gemara says from there, Mechitza is 10. After that, the Gemara says, no. In that case, in the Aron there was no 9, right? Because the Aron, the cover itself was a Tefach. So in the Aron, there were no 10, there was only 9. So Gemara has a second limud. It says by the Beis Hamikdash that by the Kruvim, Seichichim Bekanfeim, that they were spread out, Seichichim Bekanfeim, they covered with their wings, and the place under their wings till the Aron was 10 Tefachim. So Gemara says from there we know the share of 10 Tefachim, Seichichim Bekanfeim. These two limudim seem to be the Reb Chaim's two dinim. Seichichim become feyim, seichichim like schach, has to have 10 tefachim under it, which means there's a mechitza of 10 till the schach. The other limud, the limud of the aron, the bechutz, it had a mechitza of 10. The bishnim, though, from inside, it didn't have a mechitza of 10. If you were inside the aron, the roof was 1, so you only saw a mechitza of 9. But klapi rishu sarabim, the outside was 10. That's like a separate hagdara of mechitza. Like Chaim says, there are two types of mechitza. There's one mechitza which inside is 10. There's one mechitza which klapi rishu sarabim is 10. It seems to fit into the two limudim. But bottom line, how it works out, la halacha, that still the rule needs to be worked out. Anyway, we're going to spend a few minutes now on the Tilas Yadayim, which is the next piece here in the Gemara. Gemara has again an ibaya, similar ibaya by Yelfi, Adayim Tairus Lachatzayim, Ayayim Tairus Lachatzayim, and we didn't know what he meant. So the Gemara has three possibilities. First two it rejects, and it comes ends up with a third. Hey, Chidon. Ilayim in the Kamashu Beit Shrei Meraviyas. This means actually if two people are washing from the same Raviyas, Hatanah Meraviyas, Nightly Adayim Lachraf Elishnayim, that two people could wash. Ella, what's the ibaya? The Kamashi Chadachadi Yadei. It's one person, he's got two hands. And the ibaya was, are you allowed to wash Chadachadi Yadei? Now we all know we do it every day. You wash one hand, you wash the other hand. But the Gemara at this point entertains the question, maybe you have to wash both hands simultaneously. Just like if you go to a mikveh. You have to go into the mikveh totally in one shot. The person can't be table himself halfway and the other half. If you take a pot, you want to table it in the mikveh. You can't table one end and turn it over and table the other end. You have to table the whole pot. Tvila needs kula the mikveh b'chad v'agad. Everything has to be in the mikveh one shot. So the Gemara says, maybe the tefillah sedayim the same thing. Your two hands have to be washed in one shot. So you have to put out your hands and they wash both hands like the kohenim when you dochen. You wash both hands in one shot. So maybe that's the way the tefillah sedayim has to be. That's the Gemara's ibaya. Gemara says no, but tanana not the yad ach the tilach the shtifa yad of tahiris. No, we see that you can wash one hand with washing your hands, and one hand by dipping it into a mikvah into a stream. So mimela, it's a raya that the two hands are looked at separately, not as one entity together. Kasha yeshi yesterday is that what's the raya? Maybe it means you could do yadai achas. At the same second, at the same time, did you stick one hand in a mikveh or in a stream, somebody pours water on the other hand? Maybe that's what it's saying. Maybe it means in the same second. So this is the question that we left with yesterday, which is Tosfos Kash. So the way I understand this place is Teretz. Yeah, there are two ways to get around this. One way is to say that's not Stama what the Mishnah means. Mishnah says you're the Achas Natila, you're the Achas Mishnifa. If it's a Stam Mishnah that says you could wash one hand and dunk one hand in a Stama means not together. Mishnah Saisen, that it's good, it means not together. You could say, if a person wants to argue that way, you could argue that way. But that's not pshat in the Mishnah. But Tosfos says a different pshat. Tosfos says, the second Mahamah, that even if you do one hand sticking in a mikvah and one hand washing at the same second, that's not called one. That's not called one. They're two separate things. Our ibaya was, you have to wash your two hands in one shot, meaning with one washing. If you hold, you need two in one, then even if you would stick your hands out into two different sinks, and someone wash one hand, someone wash the other, it also wouldn't be good. Tosfos is saying. Like that side of ibaya. The side of ibaya, that both hands have to be as one, if it has to be mamish, one mice in a tila. If it's not one mice in a tila, it's no good. This is Tosfos' way of answering. So Tosfos holds, even if you wash one hand and you stick one hand in a mikveh, that's not called basachas. There has to be one wash. Now Rav Moshe Nemzon in Rashi, I don't see where he sees it in Rashi, that Rashi holds of this, what I told you to be the first teretz, that netila achas and shtifa achas, stama means not at the same second, but it would be at the same second, taka. It would be called the basachas. He says it's Mepashtus L'shoinai of Rashi. I don't know, unless he means maybe Rashi in Yadayim or Rashi in Cholin where it talks about it. I'm not sure. I don't see in our Rashi. What do you see in our Rashi?
Because Rashi doesn't explain anything? Because it's such a blatant kasha.
I don't know. We usually don't make shitas from that.
But then Rashi not explaining tomorrow.
Okay, I'm not gonna see, I don't know, maybe. But my point anyway is that Ramesha makes a machlokes out of this. whether yaday achas b'shtifa, yaday achas b'netila, or two hands b'netila, was that called basachas or not? Lamaisa, in this case, there's no nafkamina, because you're passing to do the hands separately. Ramesha says there would be a nafkamina luyitzor if there could be such a metzius. A person travels in a mikveh, half his body in one mikveh, half his body in another mikveh at the same time. It'll be shy such a thing. Well, it's possible. Hashdus is not possible. But let's say somebody could table half his body in one mikveh, half his body in another mikveh, and the two mikvahs are not one. And we would be shy such a thing. Rashi would hold that that's called the basachas. Rashi would hold that's called basachas. Basachas means at one time. And Tosfos holds it's not called basachas. Tosfos says, if at the same time that one person is washing this hand, one person is washing this hand, that's not basachas, two netilas. Mechayet shayach to table in two mikvahs, you know how? I was just thinking about this. Whatever is it, you have a mikvah, all our mikvahs have another mikvah on the other side of the wall with a hole in it, with shveres anoid, which is big enough to be mechaberet. Let's say you would have a two mikvahs next to each other in the wall. The hole is not big enough. It's too small. It has to be two finger widths. Let's say it's only one finger width. So two separate mikvahs. Person's in the mikvah. Why in the world he would do this, I don't know, but just believe it so. So he goes into one mikvah, sticks his hand, finger into the other mikvah, and then he titles himself. Let's say the hole is under the water level. Sticks his hand in, so his whole hand is in the main mikvah. Sticks his finger into the other mikvah. So his finger is in one mikvah. He's turning himself in another mikvah. Is that a kasher tefillah? If you leave his finger up out of the water, it wouldn't be a tefillah. Tefillah is kulay b'nai. So if he sticks his finger into the other and he's tovel, so he has part of his body in this wall, in this mikvah, part in the other mikvah. I was thinking it was echetimtza. Except maybe,
huh?
The part of finger that's in the wall is a problem. Very thin wall. It's a very thin part of his finger that has a problem. So maybe it's not a good example. I don't know. What? Because the part of the finger that's in the width of the wall is not tayvel, it's not in a mikvah. Yeah, but the water of the mikvah. Oh, you mean if the water that's in the hole, maybe shveres anoid, you need to connect to mikvahs. But water in the hole itself, maybe good, maybe not. You know. All right, then let me show you.
What's it connected to? What's in the wall?
Part of.
Which
part of which
mikvah?
I don't know, you asked me a question. What is about a mikvah that has a little hole in the wall? Forget no other mikvah, a little hole in the wall. The person puts his finger in the hole when he tables.
Or crack in the floor.
Alright, so maybe Chayach HaMetzias. Okay. But Ramesha says this will be a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. What's called Basachas? Is Basachas one mikvah? Was basachas any mikvah, as long as it's both in a mikvah. Same shaila. Is it basachas, according to the Havamim, you have to wash both hands at once? If you have one hand here and one hand here, and somebody washes this hand, somebody washes this hand, is that achas or not? Rashi also says achas, so it's not achas. That's the way I understand what Moshe said. I'm just wondering, l'didi, l'halacha, what would be the din? If I stick out my hand, and like I said yesterday, somebody washes this side of the hand, and somebody else washes this side of the hand. If you ask me why it would ever happen, so it could be. I say that the kids are fighting over who should be mechaber the father by washing the hand. So they're going to wash each one and wash half the hand. Would that be good? Would that be good like Tosfos? Would that be good according to Tosfos? Well, I have another case. Let's say one of my kids washes my hands and I see he didn't do a good job. So quickly, I take a cup and I finish it. And I wash the rest. Same question. It's two netilas. One on one half of the hand, one on the other hand.
What?
Same shadow. Two netilas. Well, say, let's say you have such a
netilas.
If the second time I wash the whole hand, you're right. Let's say he put a revius, I put a revius. But he put a revius on two fingers, and I put a revius on three fingers.
That's not good, because the water is bubbling.
But while sefech amnosat fiach, I still have enough time to add, and there's no problem with the water. Leave the water's tummy, I'll do a second until you have to get it off. Isn't that Ilfis Shaila, according to the Maskana, is when one person's washing, and he washes, and he washes again. I'm wondering if you have, no, I said my kid washes, not enough, and then I wash. Doesn't the second kid. We're two different people. Taisa says that. Doesn't Taisa say that Shtem in the Tila, Yad Meklizeh, Yadzeh Meklizeh, Yadzeh Meklizacher, that's called Napa Vasachas. From two different Kalim, it's not called Vasachas. So what's with one hand, two different kalim? Should be the same shayla. That called basachas on that. I didn't learn through Hilchos Nikdos Kedayim. I don't know. Maybe the case is the Farish in Hilchos Nikdos Kedayim. I should say I didn't learn through it. I don't remember. Ever having seen the case in Hilchos Nikdos Kedayim. And so I don't know, Saifa Indian, what the halach is for Kutra Rishas.
Part of the water is on the hand. It's not all hand wash. That water's coming. Take that water off.
I see you don't like the shayla. But what's with you? In Ilfa's case, we pass it's good. If I myself, I wash, not my whole hand. See, I'm washing thumb, I see, I wash, I see, I miss my thumb. So quickly I wash again. As long as Tekeh Afanas, let's see.
Yeah, the rest of the water is coming. It's on your hands.
But it's not an amount of tumah that's ma'akiv. The Mayim Shniyim could get rid of it. No problem. What do you mean? That's not true. That's the case of the Mayim Shniyim. What? You mean if I use a revius the second time, it's not going to... No, I use a lot of puffs and revius the second time. No, Mayim Shniyim takes off. Two times puffs and revius each takes off.
That doesn't come in all
in. It's not true. The second water washes the first water off.
That doesn't cover
the
whole hand, but then it goes
each the water. Second water, the second water will cover the whole hand. The second water will cover the first hand. If the first water is no good, the second water won't help. The Mayim Shniyim doesn't help unless the Mayim Shniyim will good.
Right.
So now, if the Mayim Shniyim will good already, so use the Mayim Shniyim to get rid of the Tamadika water. If not, it's not. What? Oh, where do I see any basachas on one hand? Only from the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, maybe even basachas on two hands. The Gemara says, no, adachas b'shtif, achas b'nechila. If I say it on one hand, I'm in the davar that you need. We certainly can agree with me, like Rashi said, designed the first case here. If I wash half my hand, I'm a nagiv, and I wash the other half, certainly no good. So the question is only, what's called the basachas? You certainly need the basachas on one hand.
But when they still answer the question that when you're doing it yourself, half and half, that's okay. Why
shouldn't
people do that?
The only reason not is because Tosis tells me that in Havami that you need two hands of basachas. If I do one hand here, one hand here, it's no good. So Lamaskona, I need one hand of basachas. It should be the same problem. Sorry, that's what comes out from Asogia, that if you wash your hand half and half, that it's problematic. So the Gemara says, so Gemara says that's not the Ibaya. Elo the Kamashi Pazapaza di day, the yade. He washes his hands, his one hand. Rashi says, Ara Perik, have a mitzvah natila. How far do you have to wash your hands? Seven miles you have to wash to the wrist. Shnos the machlaikis, the riff and the rush. If you have to wash to the wrist or just till the knuckles. And we pask in lechatchila, we wash to the wrist. But Ikar Adin, you only have to wash to the knuckles. Nafkamina is very often when you're an airplane, you want to wash your hands. It's sometimes very hard, unless you prepare yourself. It's hard, you wash from one cup into another. It's very difficult to wash the whole hand. It's not easy. So if you have a nice crew and they let you go to the back and wash there, it's no problem. But if you're flying Al Al, they never let you wash till you die. So you should know that if you put your hand like this, to wash from the knuckles and down is not hard. It's pretty easy, especially the airplane cups are wider cups. And you can wash from one hand into another, and it's easy. It's good to know the Ikar Adin is Natilas from the knuckles down. And Kozman is Tefech Nasat Fiach. You could even do it in two motions. So that's the din. At any rate, the Gemara Shaila now is, Yodei Achas doesn't need one washing, or could it be two? So Gemara says, what's the case? Hamid Ve'er B'yana, Yodei Ve'en Torus L'chatzayim. We all know you can't wash half your hair and dry it and wash the other half. It's enough liquid tefeach that it's wet. Can make something else wet. That's no good. May have a fatanan, a nitzuk, a katafritz, who mashka tefeach in a chibur. Now the word nitzuk and the word katafritz got in here by accident. They happen to be in the same Mishnah. And Tesis is ma'arech, so we'll talk a little about it. But again, the Shakavatari of the Gemara is not Nitzuk, not Katafis, it's the words Mashka Tefeach, Eide Chibor, or the Tum of Leitaira. That water which is Tefeach is not considered a Chibor, Lai the Tum of Leitaira. That's what Rashi goes through, Lai the Tum of Leitaira, which we'll see in a minute. But the Gemara's Kashin, again, the Shakavatari, the flow of the Gemara is that that Mashka Tefeach is not a Chibor. So Mashka Tefeach is not a chibur, what's your revival? Now this word, Tefeach lehatfiach, or in Shulchan Aruch, I think the Lashon is Tefeach amenas lehatfiach, same thing, is Yisayid in Halacha, that what's considered wet, something which is wet enough, Tefeach amenas lehatfiach, means, if let's say this hand is wet, if I touch it with this hand, and then I touch the table, that it would be, the table would get wet. Tefeach amenas latfiach, that's called wet. Hanami tanina, tefeach latfiach chibur. So it's a Mishnah, tefeach latfiach is a good chibur. So why was this Zibayah? If Zibayah was tefeach and not amenas latfiach, we have a Ferish Mishnah, it's not a chibur. It's no good. If he was talking tefeach latfiach, it's also a Ferish Mishnah, it is good. There's nothing in between. So what's Zibayah? So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is Dilma Layim advice for Rabbi Yehuda. Now I think you have to be careful how you touch these words. The Gemara is saying that Ilfa meant this. When the Gemara says Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, it's not we're saying Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not a kasha. I think what the Gemara means is that this Mishnah, Tefeach Latfiach, that you said, what's Ilfa Zibaya? Ilfa meant that you can learn two ways. You can learn Tefeach Latfiach is talking by Mikvais, and by Netilas Yadayim I still have an Ibaya. Or maybe it's talking by Netilas Yadayim too, and it's a Chibur. So this Dilma Reb Yehudahi is a Maskana. Usually Gemara says Dilma something, and then it has an answer. Not going to be any answer. Gemara just says Dilma Yimikvais Reb Yehudahi, that's the answer. The answer is Ilfa had an Ibaya. Ilfa's Ibaya was, what's the din Tefeach Abinas Latfiach? And what was his Ibaya? It's a Beferish Mishnah that says Tefeach Amenas Latfiach is a Chibur. So Gemara says a Teretz. No, Re'ilfa meant Dilma Halini Mikvais Rav Yehudi did not Mikvais Yesh Barabam Samach Uvanais V'yadu Shnayim V'Tavlu. You have an exact Mikvah of 40 Sa, two people are Tavlu V'Zach Hazeh. Rishon Tar, first one was Tavlu 40, it's Tar. Sheini Tameh, the second was Tavlu less than 40. You know when you walk out of a Mikvah, you take some water with you. So there's less than 40 left. No good. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Yod Raglav Shalishim Megas B'Mayim Afasheni Tar. If the feet of the first one were in the water, when the second one tivled, Afasheni Tar, because the old Tefeach, Amenas Latfiach is a Chibur, and since he holds it's a Chibur of the water, so therefore, that's by mikvahs. What is going to be the din by netilas yadayim? That's ilfizi part. This is the gemara. Lahalacha, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that tefeach latfiach is good, and we pass it that way. Tefeach latfiach is good. Why? The gemara's maskana was that it's an ibaya. The gemara's not pashut ibaya. So why do they say it's good? So the Kesef Mishnah says, because it's a Ibaya the Yeshita, the Ibaya in the Gemara that was, there's no Maskana. And Safek, the Rabbanon Lakula, Tilsi Daim is a Rabbanon. Safek, the Rabbanon Lakula. So anytime you have a Teku in Shas, and it's a Rabbanon, we're Mekel. Safek, the Rabbanon Lakula, that's the way the Rambam passes. The Rosh and the Tor leave out this whole shayla of tefach latfiach. They don't bring it. The tefach latfiach chibur until sidayim. And the way we would understand is that they're machmir. They don't bring this kula. The question is why? Why are they machmir? Why the Russian Torah machmir? But Tzairitz is suffered Jaffa. So the Taz answers. It's really a bite on Tosfos. That in Hilchos Mikvais, when you want to connect two Mikvais, you have either a mikvah of 20 and a mikvah of 20 you want to connect, or you have a mikvah of 40 and next to it a mikvah of 40. One is Mayim She'uvim, which is not kosher for a mikvah, and one is Megi Shamim, which is kosher, and you want to connect them. So the connection has to be either a whole kishuf heferes hanayit. Like if you go into any mikvah today, go to the yeshiva mikvah, any mikvah, you'll see on the side there's a hole, it's usually stuffed up, which is connect the two mikvahs. They open it. The water in the mikvah is from the pipes. It's Mayim She'uvim. The water that you don't see, what they call the bar on the other side of the wall, is Megi Shamim. Now they don't want, every time they clean the mikvah, they let out the water, they clean it. They don't want to have to wait for it to rain again to fill up the mikvah. So it is a bar. The bar is full of rainwater all the time. And that gets filled up once. Then the mikvah gets filled up. They open the hole. They connect the two. That's machshir the mikvah inside. And then they restuff the hole. Usually the reason they do that, they want the bar water to stay clean. They want it to be clean. That they don't want to have to empty out. So they're going to let people be tayvel and the hole is open. The dirty water will mix. It won't mix in great amounts, but over a year it'll mix. It'll become dirty. So usually they reclose the mikvah, and people are tayvel. That's a chibur. That hole has to be kishuf heferes hanayit. Like I said before, the width of two fingers that you could turn easily in the hole. That's the size of the mikvah. The halacha is that if you have the two mikvahs touching over a common wall, not through a hole, then there's a shear that Tosfos brings, Klipas Hashum, Bereichiv Sheferes Hanayit. This brings in the first of the very wide lines, that it has to be, it doesn't have to be such a big hole. If it goes over the wall, you fill them both up and the water goes over to connect them, then you need a width of two fingers, but just the height of Klipas Hashum. That connects two mikvahs. That's the way we pass.
Which one has to go over?
What?
Which side has to go over?
As long as they're mechover, it doesn't matter in which direction. And that's good. But tefeach latfiach is no good. By connecting two mikvahs, tefeach latfiach is no good. Now, normally, mikvahs are shalas of deraisis. There are cases where mikvahs are shalas of derabbanans. If you have a mikvah that's roiv megi shamim and miut mayim she'uvim, many rishonim hold that that's kosher me'atayr. People remember they learned makis daf gimel that if you have megi shamim, you have mayim she'uvim in the beginning of a mikvah, it passes with a smaller amount. The Gemara says a smaller amount of water. That's in the beginning of a mikvah. Once you have megi shamim roiv, there are rishayim who hold that miut mayim she'uvim is a drabanan afterwards, and even then zokta taz, you need kaklipas hashum. It doesn't help. It doesn't help tefeach latfiach. The Rosh held that from hilchas mikvois we see that even by drabanans we're machmir. In hilchas mikvois we're never kashering a mikvah with tefeach latfiach, even with psul drabanan in the mikvah. We're still not going to cash it. We need Kaklipas Hashum. Zokta Taz, that's where the Russian Torah got it from, that would not make a chibur of Tefech Latfiach, but that's why they're machmir, even by Netil Sidai. We, La Halacha, passing like the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Taz is only answering the Torah, but La Halacha, we pass that Tefech Latfiach is good, which means Sveka Dorban Alakula in general. Mikvahs were very machmir. We've got to call our sheetahs in Hilchos Mikvahs. And in Hilchos Netil Sidayim, we're more makel. And that's the way that we pass the halach. For tefeach v'atfeach is a chibur in Yenna Mishnah, but we don't pass it that way. That's Tesis Kasher. So we pass it by mikvois that you need either a shvar sanlat or klipas hashum. So Tesis has two pshatim, as we've been in Tam and Ari. And what the case is, but certainly lahalacha we don't find the words chibur there, right? Yeah, Taisus the Rebbeinu Tam says that by 20 and 20 we never machsha. 40 and 20 we machsha chibur. Never 20 and 20. You'll see that I'm like 20 and 20. Okay. No, if something is a takeo in the Gemara, we pass the lakula lagamri. Sefer Rabban lakula. You know, I create a Sefer Rabban. But if there's a mitzvah of a Sefer Rabban, then it's for a person to go look at chil and wash. Trying to wash his hands that way, maybe. So halacha, we pass the same halacha. Now, what you should know about mikvahs is a very interesting thing. The way we make mikvahs here in the United States, a lot of things in Europe, every community had its minig that dated back centuries, usually back at least to the 1600s, and every community had its minig. In the United States, it became a big mixture of cholent of minhagim. And that's why people in America have the saying, whatever shaila you have, it's a machlaikis. Everything's a machlaikis, people think. Because things are totally in minhagim, in fact, a machlaikis. Elchus Avelus, especially by Aleinu, is people say, this is my dad's machlaikis. It's true. If you take the coolest from all the communities, you could really go to any simple almost, and, except for a wedding, and there are a lot of coolest. Lamaisa, people shouldn't be taking all the coolest. However, by mikvahs, we take all the chumras. When we build mikvahs, our mikvahs are built with all the chumras. You should know the way mikvahs are built today. Mikvahs noshim, the mikvahs that the women title in, mikvahs that are made for men, some are made one way, some another way. Usually they try to be eitzakal hashitas. And the way the mikvahs are made universally in the United States and pretty much in Israel too, until you have the main mikvah, what were the steps that people table in? And like I said, you have Shefers Hanoi, and here you have a bar. And this bar has rainwater. Now, this is the way that some Sefer writes, I was born for such a mikvah. In my community, my parents, my Zaydis, everyone, this is the mikvah they had. This one bar, one mikvah, Shefers Hanoi in between. And you have to be careful that when they refill it, they open the Shefers Hanoi. If they don't open it, this drives Mayim Shuvim. And then you, it's good. If you go across the street to the mikveh, you'll see next to the mikveh there's a metal grate. And that metal grate, underneath, you pick it up, you'll see the bar. That's the bar. Many shuls they have it on the other side of a wall, the bar, wherever the bar might be. The way the mikvahs are made in America is with another bar. Usually there's another bar right underneath, also with an opening of Shara Sadai. Some places they're side by side, two virus, and these two virus are connected. Why? What do you get? I'll tell you what you get. There's a shaila in the paiskin. When you have mayim shuvim here, the mikvah bar here, and this hole, when a person is tayvul, should the hole be open or should the hole be closed? What's better? The hole open or the hole closed? Now, there's a chumrah that the shach brings, it's only a chumrah, that should have to be open. That the hashaka, the connection, should be taking place with shach mais. That's a chumrah, so you should leave it open. Alright, so we'll leave it open. There's a chumrah the Raivid brings. The Raivid says that when you have a bar of 40 saw, if you're going to put in my shulden, and take out good water, put in my shuv and take out good water, add rubai, in the exchange of water, the bar will become possible. Because the bar itself is going to eventually have right my shuvim. Now, most be shayim hold, that doesn't matter. Once it's a bar, it doesn't matter if you put in my shuvim. The Ravid holds, not Basar the Nasasar, you put in my Shuv Masar, you take out, put in, take out, Ad Rubai, it passes. According to the Ravid, if you leave the hole open, you're going to mess up the bar. Because if you leave it open, the water's going to eventually change water. It's going to, you have to be a scientist to figure out how long it takes. But the water, it's not stagnant. Water moves all the time, especially if people go in. And it's going to switch places. The ice is going to switch. The Ravid says, open the hole, be masher, and then close it right away. So now, there are communities in Europe that want to be ice in the Shabbos Kovra, and the Ravid's Kovra. The hole should be open and the hole should be closed. What do? You make two holes and leave one open and one closed. It doesn't help you, right? Because the open one's still going to have another side and also side. So when they came in, you have two bites. Some of them have side by side, one which you open and quickly close, and one which you leave open. Or you have one mikveh under the other with a hole in between. Either, ideally, would be this hole should be open and closed. What they do, they find other aces. From one on top of another, there's a cooler. But if you have a floor that can't support a person, that doesn't have a physical floor, and that underneath is kosher. So they have such a floor, and they consider it a chibur. I don't know that that's done much, if I can talk about it. There are others who rely that the water won't, they leave this hole open all the time, and they rely that even if this water switches, that this water doesn't switch. And the Metzius is that way. And they knew we saw such a thing, where bivers were dirty, and when it was cleaned out, the bottom bar was perfectly clean water. I remember once I came to Arvidas in the mikvah, when I had the summer I was there, that they did such a thing, they were cleaning out the bar, and the underneath bar was perfectly clean, it was crystal clear, even though the top bar was dirty, because the opening shiras at night did not allow such a transfer. Because remember, this one, people are going in their ways. This one, the water standing still, no big movement. And the other one stays clean. And this is basically the way mikvahs are made. First of all, it's good you should know the way mikvahs are. It's a basic idea that people should have. And secondly, is an afkamina. You should know, when you go to a local shul, to type of kelim. If you go to shul and you want a tevel kelim, first of all, there's a maila to tevel it in the bar. Because the shas chumra is that the hole should be open. Now, in any men's mikvah, they always close the hole. Because this is a shas chumra. The shach himself doesn't say to be mashmer. He just brings a sheet and the Rabbeinu Yerachim. And it's a chumra. For kelim, if you want to be mahader, on glass kelim, a derabanan, so you don't have to, but on metal kelim, it's a hiddur, it's a tevel in the bar, better than in the mikveh. There's one downside. If you drop it into the mikveh, you can address your client, there are steps. If you drop it into the bar, there are no steps. And every bottom of a bar has some silverware. It shouldn't go into a bar. There could be broken glass under it. It's not so fashy. If it has a bottom that doesn't support the weight of a person, it certainly be surprised. But there's a mile to tevel in the bar. More importantly, many men's mikvahs are refilled by the children of the Rebbe who lives upstairs, which is fine. They don't always remember to open the shifu feres at night. Or when you come in at night, maybe it was just refilled, it wasn't opened. For men's tefillah, you don't need. We're going to learn the next sugya about tefillahs Balkari and tefillahs Ezra. You don't really need even that it should be opened. It's even kosher and shulman. But for kelim, it has to be cautious. So, very often, I'm just nervous that the shver sadeh was never opened. I'm telling you, in the mikveh, unless you know the person in charge is careful, that it was once opened. So, certainly, if you already title things, it could be some that it was opened. But, mechatchilah, there is a maila to title kelim in the bar, and that's just one of the ideas here. What? There's a right to open the night. I've seen in the mikveh people who, when they tevel, they open the night, they tevel, they put back the hole, they put it back, because they want to be mahadir even in a man's tefillah to do such a thing. It might be a hinder in a man's tefillah, but it's a zilzul in Bein Adam al-Chaveira, because if the owner of the mikveh closes it, because he doesn't want the other one to get dirty, I don't know if you have a right to open it. The whole thing is a chumrah. You should see the shach. The shach says, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Yesh Mishaimer, that the hole doesn't have to be open. He cuts it that way. So Zatushach, since he said Yesh Mishaimer, if I say there's a Yesh Mishaimer Fakarit, and he didn't find a Rishon who holds Fakarit, but since there's a Rishon who Shaimer, so in the Kvais, where we try to be able to call a Shitas, we leave it open. For a man's tefillah, there's no reason to open it. And the Kalim, technically, you don't have to tell him that the Shach doesn't pass, and that has to be open, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass. Him. It's a Chumra. You want to be Machmer, tell him from the top. Full mikvahs, men's mikvahs, like yeshiva, that has a kasher bar, are kasher. If there's no bar, it's just stam a man's mikvah, it's not good. But you can see, that you can see on the hole of the wall that there's a bar. You also have to check. It was discovered years ago that many shuls, when they built the mikveh, they had a bar, and then they had a mikveh every time they opened the shvaras at night. They didn't realize that over 10 years, water evaporated in the bar, and the bar went below the shvaras at night, and they're using it all the time. The whole bar was a waste. So, from the rainwater, no, they don't leave it open.
No, not rainwater, sure. From
the mikveh. Some mikveh water goes in, but it went below. What they have now, they build mikvahs, they have, it's actually an alarm. What it is, just like it's a toilet tank, you have this thing where it goes down, goes up. So they have the same contraption attached to an alarm, that if the water goes below, the shvaras at night, that the alarm goes off, and a light goes on, whatever they have attached to, and they know to open up and make sure that they refill the pump. But, all right, these are all interesting things. We're going to, we never for sure finish to the two dots at least on Sunday.